Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Season 3 End of All Hope recap episode.
We're actually calling it the End of All Recaps.
The End of All Recaps. No, that'll be the last, very last recap we do.
That's right.
That'll be the End of All
that's
Recaps.
Right.
I'm Robert Lamb, writer of End of All Hope, and with me is Ambridge himself.
Hey, guys!
Jack Austin.
How are you?
Yay. Just us, just going to talk about Season 3. And what to expect with the upcoming season coming out hopefully soon.
Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, dun. Anyways, Season 3, I don't even remember when we started releasing it. I didn't even look up the dates and stuff, but it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It was last year.
Yeah.
The end of it might have come out
it's
early this year.
It's kind of a whirlwind.
Well, especially with all the COVID stuff, definitely. Yeah. It made things a little difficult recently.
And you know, I just remember this being one of those episodes that Ambridge is actually in a good amount.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember reading a couple of these and going, whoa.
He actually, yeah.
Yeah.
He got
let's get it going.
I'm trying to think because in Season 2, Ambridge did not.
I killed
somebody.
He
had a little bit of voiceover in the Season 2 finale, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's correct.
After Harris died.
Right.
His friend died. But Jay killed Harris.
I had some brief running through the woods.
Yeah, Theo.
Searching.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it, though.
That was some of my finest acting.
I think so. Yeah. Honestly, it just gets worse from there.
Few and far between.
Season 3, though, both you and Mark get a lot of VO.
Yeah.
I kind of expand the cast with their voiceovers.
You know what it's kind of reminding me of the more I listen to it, in a sense? Is the
Halo
Stand
Combat Evolved?
The Stand, The Stand by Stephen King.
Oh yeah,
because in The Stand you have so many different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I like the way you kind of dive into what everybody's thinking.
Yeah,
because
it's not always easy.
No, it's not because
trying to figure out everybody's.
And that's one of the things I loved about it is because I did a lot of interactions with Jay. And I remember jumping inside of Ambridge's thoughts are way different than jumping into Jay or Ava.
Oh, for sure. Like, everybody's got, like, their own way of thinking.
Right.
And I try to even, like, kind of conform it to the way people talk, like my friends who are coming in to voice these characters
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Now, Ambridge is probably not exactly you.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like this chill mentality that not necessarily Jay or Ava or anybody else has.
So the way I see it with Ambridge is not a lot of stuff bothers him.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the fact that his parents are gone, you could tell it kind of bothers him, but he's like, okay.
He's not the one to, like, really, like, talk about it. Like,
yeah.
He kind of expects the worst, and that's why he's not ever really let down.
Right.
Which is kind of his thing, whereas Jay is, like, the opposite. Like, he gets emotional and doesn't want to be let down and wants to keep pursuing his goals.
Yeah, and it's almost a stretch for Ambridge to be so forthcoming about wanting to help Jay. You know what I mean? He's like, you know, hey, you know what, man? I'll help you. And for Jay to say, or for Ambridge to say that is a big deal.
Right.
For his character to be yes, fine. I will do it. I will risk myself to help you.
Fine, Jay. We're friends.
Right. And Jay is kind of like, that is so cool. Thank you so much. And, you know, well, not really.
Well,
But Ambridge, it's still a big deal for that character to say that he wants to help anybody.
Oh, for sure. And that's what I wanted to, like, just really quick. Like, obviously, there's going to be spoilers as we talk about this stuff. So if you haven't listened to all of Season 3, do that first. And if this is your first episode of End of All Hope,
I'm dead.
Start at the very, very last, or not last episode. This is the last episode, but start at the first episode and work your way through before you listen to this recap episode. Basically, I was just going to say, like, when I started out this season, I knew I was going to want to kind of expand on, like, all the characters and give, like, different perspectives of, like, what's going on. And when Season 3 starts out, like, one of the, the teaser of Season 3 is basically a dream sequence with Ava where she's like, we made it. We're already home, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, Scott's here. Yay, everything's happy. And it turns out to be a dream. And I remember somebody like commenting, like, damn it. Like, I was like, I thought that was legit happening. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what it was supposed to
that
be.
That was the point.
Yeah. It was like kind of like just let down and a back to reality kind of situation where right. she wakes up. But yeah, basically, Ava and Mark are still heading west, and Ambridge and Jay are still heading west. You know, Jay and Ambridge finally reach Denver, which is what the goal was after Harris died. And obviously yeah. Denver is demolished and overgrown with alien vegetation. So they don't really find anything. I mean, they find some supplies, but they don't find Ambridge's parents or anything, which
empty
he kind
house.
Of expected. He kind of expected it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he wasn't
like, he was very, I'm not surprised.
Right.
That they're not here. Let's yeah. move. Let's move on.
Exactly.
He wasn't even like, let me go sleep here and I'm going to stay in my old house. He was like, all right, they're not here. Let's roll.
Let me stay in my old bunk bed.
Yeah.
No, that was basically
Sergeant Teddy.
But that's yeah.
Ambridge digs through his bed. I couldn't find my Teddy.
The Teddy. Teddy surviving on its own in the woods, building a campfire.
There's a shrieker out there running yeah. around with Teddy. Yeah. And it's got Teddy in its hands, and I'm gonna
see it.
That's
how it sleeps.
Yeah.
And then Ava and Mark are, I have where they reach like New Mexico, or they believe they reach New Mexico, and they end up getting into some trouble when a thrasher dismantles their truck, and they have to take refuge at a barn, and that's when they run into some other people who are still living on the barn. It's their farmhouse and everything, and they're scared because they think it might be a similar situation to the asshole guys they met in season 2.
Right.
But it actually is not really, that's not really the case. Right. Like they're actually, my whole idea of season 3 was to kind of counteract some of the bad stuff that happened to them. Getting their truck stolen, their first truck stolen, getting, or not stolen, but having people throw things at it, trying to steal it.
Yeah.
Getting, running into Adam, I think it was Adam and Neil, who were crazy farmer types and stuff. I wanted to counteract all that and kind of have more of like showing other people who are just trying to survive. Because obviously everybody's going to handle the apocalypse a different way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also like your person that commented and said, oh, I really thought that was going to be it.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps build some of the tension.
Right.
Because I know Ambridge and Jay met the guy that they ended up having to kill because he was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting now every time you run into somebody, you think, oh, is this person going to be that?
Yeah. You don't know. And yeah. that's the thing is like, that's what I kind of wanted to play to in. And, you know, with Ambridge and Jay, they run into a group of survivors while they're at the house, Mia and Kylie in particular. Mm-hmm. And at first, nobody trusts anybody, but slowly they start to, and then...
It's a bit of a Mexican standoff when they first meet.
Yeah, at first, they're not sure, like, what's going on. They didn't expect to find anybody in the house. But then, you know, they become friends over the course of the season, and Jay and Kylie become friends, and you and Mia kind of become friends.
Right.
You and you as an Ambridge, not Jack.
Me specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack likes to do method acting, so he actually yeah. went to a water tower and collected water for people he deemed survivors.
I carry my assault rifle with me
everywhere. All over the place. Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
I just walk into people's houses checking for supplies.
You're just going through drawers.
Yep.
Hey, don't worry.
Yeah. It's okay. Just,
I'm doing it for a part.
Right.
Very famous part.
Yeah.
You're like the Daniel Day-Lewis of podcasts.
Wow. That is high praise.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, not in acting ability.
Oh.
I just mean as tall as him.
Just in the method.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you meant that
just
we,
in the way that just, acting is.
You meant that we both have mustaches. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I drink your milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I had that was another thing is I kind of was trying to write to where everybody kind of split up a bit. Like Mark and Ava eventually split up, even though they don't want to, they kind of have to. Mark still has trouble with his leg because he was shot, and Ava wants to go help get this generator so they can move on. And I mean, their whole goal is just to get horses because mm-hmm. they figure thrashers at least won't be able to dismantle horses with their EMP like devices that destroy vehicles. They could still kill the horses.
Still
obviously.
Eat the horses.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they can still attack the horses, but at least they don't have to worry about charging those bad boys up or like.
Yeah, I'm on team Ambridge here.
Yeah,
I gotta say, the Thrasher's never gonna spook the truck and make it run away.
That's true. That, I mean, listen, Ambridge and Jay both, well, actually, as you listen through season three, you'll find that Ambridge starts liking the quarantine zone.
Yeah.
And actually decides, like, he wants to help out more.
Yep.
And
it's kind of like being back at base. You
right.
You know what I mean? Being back in the military, back to structure, back
And you
to...
actually like the structure of this base rather than the military.
Right.
Because also... they've learned more about these creatures and stuff, and you kind of like these guys who are running it. Now, really quick, the guys who are running the quarantine zone or took over the quarantine zone after the military lost it is mm-hmm. what, you know, Ambridge and Jay are told. The guys running it are these guys called the Rangers, and they're basically these park rangers and stuff from all over Colorado, Wyoming, and stuff like that that actually got together after they started hearing reports, and they're the ones who kind of came in and helped out. They also mentioned that some of them were like fire lookouts and just people out, you know, working out and I don't know, the woods or whatever it was, like whatever national parks and stuff.
Yeah, people with specific survival skills.
Right. So they're
felt
like
compelled to
better at
help
it.
Their.
But I do want to say that the fire lookout thing is also like a little nod to an upcoming series that we're going to be releasing soon. And there's like a little bit of an Easter egg kind of thing that's going to be in the series, but
noise more.
Yeah. So yeah, basically, you know, Ambridge wants to stay. Jay says, I still want to go. He gets mad at Ambridge for not wanting to continue his trek with him.
Right.
They kind of have a little bit of a falling out. Jay befriends Kylie, and while he's talking to Kylie more, he tells Kylie, like, I still want to go. I'm going to look for a vehicle and stuff. And then he gets wrapped up in this whole preacher, super religious,
yeah,
kind of cultish kind of scenario.
Kind of a Independence Day type thing.
Well, and that's what my inspiration, I wrote down, like, different inspirations I had for this series is, like, you know, War of the Worlds, Resistance, the game series, yeah. Last of Us, Independence Day.
In all these specific movies or games or what have you, when you're watching that, you know there's somebody who always thinks that whatever oppressive force is super good.
Right.
We need to meet this person.
We gotta see. We just gotta see. They came down here. Maybe they know the meaning of life or
yeah.
whatever it is.
For sure.
After they attacked us and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jay, you know, that's the whole season finale is Jay goes with them to get into the city to find a vehicle because uh-huh. he's gotten word that there's some military vehicles that might be operational in Edgewater, which is in near downtown Denver. Which I had to look up all these places. These are a lot of these places are actual places that I write about. I just kind of take some liberties with the roads and stuff.
But I got to say, you've probably got a pretty good idea because if you don't know this by now,
yeah.
Robert's walked across the continental United States.
Which is also, that's true. I've walked across the country, but from Washington to Key West.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did not go through Colorado.
I didn't go through Colorado. But if you want to learn more about that walk or hear more about my walk, listen to Across America at
yeah.
sevenlam.com. It's a non-fictional podcast where Jack and me talk about my walk.
I was going to say that too. That's weird that you brought that up.
What, the Across America?
Yeah.
Well, you bring that up like me walking across the country, and that is kind of part of the inspiration of End of All Hope in general, where instead of starting where I started in real life, I started in, like, Ava and them started in New York and are going to San Diego, which is
right.
the complete opposite way I walked. But I want to do something a little different. And the way I write this series is kind of along the lines of how I experienced the walk, where a lot of people were saying that this series, not a lot of people, there's a few people who commented and said this season was a little slower than the other seasons, which
yeah.
is true. But I was also trying to do some character development and have where, you know, the characters are interacting with other characters and meeting other people along the way and stuff. And I kind of, I don't want to throw action in there for the sake of action. Like, I want it to be meaningful.
Well, yeah. And as the story develops, you got to think about that too, because the first couple seasons, we're still dealing with the actual invasion.
Yeah. It's like right
and
away.
And things developing on the alien or whatever you want to call it side.
Right.
And now things are a slow burn. They're not necessarily flooding through the entire world.
They've already dismantled a lot of the cities and
right.
stuff.
Right. So as of right now, you know, it's kind of like a chess match, I would imagine. The humans are doing their thing and the aliens are doing theirs. Obviously, both with agendas.
But, and that's the thing, is now the idea is, now that they've taken over these cities, what I'm trying to portray is that this vegetation, this stuff that they're growing, is actually growing and expanding. And that's why Ambridge is helping out with the quarantine zone and helping people push back further into the woods and stuff, because they realize that this stuff is growing. There's more creatures around now. And those spaceships actually have other creatures in there that they tease at called stalkers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they know that this thing's actually growing and they have to keep pushing back. But how far do you push back? I mean, how long can you push back if the stuff keeps going?
And it's also a little bit of research. What's going on here with this?
Right. And none of them know.
Bioluminescent algae.
Yeah. It's like, I imagine it all looks like the ending part of the E.T. ride at Universal.
Sure. Sure, sure.
Just big flowers spitting water and like little E.T.s swinging on vines and stuff. Goodbye, Robert.
That's what's going to happen the minute we get to season four is Ambridge and Mia and all of them, or Ambridge and
Jay.
No.
Ava?
Ava are going to finally reconnect and meet a shrieker, and it's going to...
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Ava.
Yeah.
I hate you. Yeah. You're not my father.
I mean, who knows? I imagine it's going to keep growing and they're going to have to adjust and then kind of see if they're going to be able to.
You said, who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I mean, I know some things, but I don't know everything. I'm writing as I, you know.
That's right.
Seeing how it goes. In fact, as season four is coming along, I've been writing season four. The COVID thing that's been going on has slowed down recordings
big time,
because a lot of people can't come into the studio right now, or people who voice characters off of Reddit have had issues, or some people are still working, some people are out of work. It's just been a lot of stuff. So I've been trying to continue writing that way everything's ready to go when people can start recording again. So that'll be nice. But I don't know when we'll start releasing season four, just for the fact that I don't know when people will be able to get back into the studio or their own studios, wherever they're recording.
And, you know, people have been super understanding about that too. Not only fans of all the shows, but, you know, the actors and people who need to get in here. We understand. I'm not pushing anybody. If you don't want to be out, you don't want to come record, then don't.
Right.
You know?
And we understand that, and hopefully it kind of, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the next couple months, but hopefully we're able to get people to come in and record, whether we have to have them record separately and maybe I'll stay out of the studio just so keep that distance. I don't know what happens, but we'll figure it out. We have written, I think half of season four has been written now. I'm going to try to concentrate on the second half over the next couple weeks. And we've already started editing some of the episodes where we do have all the voices. So that's nice. But I don't want to release anything until we have a set number.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make people wait a long time for.
We typically want to get about half of the series or the season done, edited, completed before we even
start releasing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That way we can keep it at it. Because like every once in a while, we'll still have an issue where we have to delay. But delaying a couple weeks is better than delaying months. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. In nothing is worse than if we did this episode by episode and we release one and Lord knows what happens and we don't have enough on the back burner to buy us some time.
Exactly.
And then we start getting the real, what's going on here?
Well, the thing is, and if you listen to End of All Hope, you'll probably hear like other ads for our other podcasts that we produce, like Paralyzed or Alice Avenue Beat. And it's kind of the same with those. Right now, for episodes that we've had recorded, even if it's out of order, I'm just having them edited and ready to go, and then we'll backtrack and get the other ones edited. So we're kind of doing it out of order a little bit, just to make sure we get everything done. And we're still, like, you know, working to our fullest capacity as we can. And I want to say that when I was writing, I don't know how season four is gonna turn out, how many episodes we're going to have, but I know that the first two seasons of End of All Hope were 16 episodes. Season three ended up being 18 episodes because I just couldn't compact everything into 16. And then the final episode was also the longest one, longest season finale, whereas the season one finale of End of All Hope was only 36 pages. Season 2 finale was 81 pages, and the season 3 finale was 99 pages.
So I'm trying to stop.
Yeah, but I'm not. I think if I ever hit 120 pages, which is script format, would be 2 hours.
Yeah.
If I ever hit that or hit over that, I'm going to cut it down. And
it's funny because this has happened so many times.
It has.
And you'll always message me and go, this is so long.
It happened with Atlas Avenue Beat.
I was like, should we break it up or not? Absolutely.
I know, but I hate, like, I want like an action packed or big finale. But it's just like, it's really hard when I'm like, I'm trying to just cram too much into this.
Yeah.
Although I wonder if people like the long finales or if they care, like maybe it's not even a big issue. Maybe I just keep them all half an hour long.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
I personally expect with a show that I'm listening to, that my finale, all the big action sequences and all the things that are going to happen are going to happen the episode before. Last one is usually tying up all those last story,
right.
You know, story arcs or even finishing the big moment then doing all that.
With season 3, because I had so much stuff going on, season 3 does have, like, I feel like it does have like a ending, but it has kind of like, has multiple like cliffhanger endings.
Right.
And the reason for that is because, like, the story, their whole idea of, like, Ambridge and Jay being split and Ava and Mark being split isn't really over. Like, this is kind of, like, the be-all, end-all of them being separated and how are they going to get back together in season 4, and then how are they going to continue to get all the way to San Diego.
That's weird. You told me before we started recording that we were going to try to wrap up all of season 4 in 4 episodes, as in everybody meeting together, them solving the alien crisis.
Yeah, the whole thing.
And moving forward as a planet Earth, all in 4 30-minute episodes. I'm excited to see how you do that.
It's going to be brutal, but we're going to try to get it in there, and we'll see if people love it or hate it. You know what I mean?
Oh, we kill a series in 4 episodes? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. No, season 4, I don't know how many episodes it'll be, but it'll be a decent amount. And like I said, I believe we're about halfway done on the writing process. So we're going to try to get those out soon, and we look forward to releasing those. I know a lot of people have been asking, and I want to say that this End of All Hope is now our highest downloaded series, even more than Paralyzed and everything. Yeah,
that genuinely surprises me.
Yeah, it's got more downloads than Paralyzed now.
Since you and I have been working together, which is now what?
Two years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two and a half.
Paralyzed has been the king.
Yeah. Paralyzed has been the most common,
most commented on, most fan reactions when we post stuff about it, most direct messages, except for Cop Doctors.
Oh, yeah. Cop Doctors.
We get some good direct messages about Cop Doctors, but,
I'm
surprised that I'm not, because we had a ton of downloads for Paralyzed, didn't we?
Yeah.
We were over 250,000.
Yeah.
Weren't we?
So, like, End of All Hope just surpassed that not too long ago. Like, but I've realized that a lot of people have been reaching out too about End of All Hope, saying when's the next season. People were asking when the next season was before season 3 was even finished. And I'm like, hold up, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to. And some people even said, can you make the episodes, like, I really like the season or the series, but can you make the episodes longer and stuff? And I'm just like, listen, I'll try, but I just got to write it how I write
it. It's going to happen organically. And whether it's short or long, it's building towards something.
Yeah, yeah.
We obviously love the comments. We love people giving us feedback because that helps us make a better product. But at the same time, when it comes to the writing process, there's just sometimes where a couple extra sentences or a couple more pieces of dialogue is going to stretch that episode out so long. It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Anytime you start a new thread, you got to kind of see to it to the end. Otherwise, you're going to start spilling into the next episode and what kind of story arcs we're trying to build there, because it is staged out to how we want to do things.
Right.
It's just, you know, sometimes it's going to happen and sometimes not, which is, as Rob said just a minute ago, a lot of times that happens in the finale.
And I'm like, oh, I should mention this too.
By the way, I'm at 188 pages. You know, and maybe that's what it'll go to. Maybe we will start lengthening these if they organically grow like that.
Right.
And then, you know, you
get
what you
want. I think a lot of it also has to do with, I will say, as I write season four, there are a couple episodes that have been a little bit longer. And the reason being that I do have more characters now. Like, there's more characters throughout the show, which is kind of what I wanted. And I think eventually it's just going to expand as it continues and stuff. Before, it was just Ava, Mark, and Jay, and they were all together. Now it's separated stories. Now those stories are separated. Like, it's, it keeps expanding. So who knows what's going to happen, but I do think that some of the episodes for sure will probably be a little bit longer. Trust me, if we had the means and the money and the power and the actors to do hour long episodes each time, I would write them.
Me too.
But also like, it's just not feasible.
I'd be here to record
moment.
It. Yeah, that was one of those things. If we were making any sort of money.
Yeah. If we were making like legit money.
I'd be like, sure, dude, let's go. Let's record. Let's start writing it. But as of right now,
we have to just kind of do that. But like I said, I've been out of a job for a little bit just because of the COVID stuff, so I've been able to write more. But I do go back to work soon, so I'll keep trying to write.
I've been working. I haven't stopped yet. But shoot, man.
Yeah. No, for sure. And things, you know, like we said, who knows what's gonna play out with this, all this COVID stuff, and who knows when people are gonna be able to get back into the studio to record. But we're gonna hopefully get this stuff going, and I look forward to season four. Before we go, I do want to just say a few thank yous to all the people who not only like download, but like donate to us on Patreon, or just comment to us on Twitter, or send us an email asking when the next season is, like that stuff. I just like receiving, even if it's like negative criticism or whatever, or any kind of like criticism, it's fine. I read it all. We read it all. We'll take it into account, whatever it is. Definitely we've gotten like a lot of positive reviews and a lot of people saying that they like the show and they want more episodes. So we appreciate all that. And I also want to thank all the people who have voiced characters for me, like Jack.
Hey.
And like all my other friends who come into the studio. If you follow us on 7lam.com or you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you'll notice that I've posted like a collage of how many people voice characters for us. And
it was
like 30 something
people.
Huge.
Yeah.
And that's not even everybody.
That's not even everybody. Yeah. Right. Because my wife was looking at it and she was like, I actually thought there was more people than this.
Yeah, there is. There's more people than that. That's just like,
we should start getting some of our Reddit folks to send us a selfie or something.
Well, and that's another thing, is that's just like friends that, friends of mine or friends of friends that have come in to record. That doesn't even take into account all the people from Reddit who I've met through different subreddits who now voice characters for me.
Yeah.
So that is pretty awesome that we have so many people who are voicing characters. And there's something else I was going to say about the actors. Well, I'll also mention the editors. For the most part, I don't think I edited anything in season three. I might have done like one episode or so. But friend Dylan Whitehead, who I met through Reddit, he's edited a couple episodes. And then somebody named Issa Yazdizadeh, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but he said he doesn't care. So I met him through Reddit, and he edited.
He says he doesn't
most,
care, but he's looking at his
know,
phone right now, shaking
right now.
His head.
He's like, no, that's not how, it's
he
like
even
John
sent
or something.
You how to say.
I don't remember, but that's how I'm pronouncing it. Basically, he's edited most of season three, and he did a fantastic job. And I met him on Reddit, and he's been editing for me ever since, I think the first episode. I think that was the first episode I gave him, was season three, episode one. And he did it. And I was like, well, I have some revisions if that's cool. He's like, yeah, send me whatever. And I would send him revisions. He would do it, send it a different version. I'd listen to it again, send him any more revisions. And we've been doing that ever since that first episode. So, and then he's also done other podcasts editing as well. So I want to thank him. And the last person I'll thank is Amberlynn Nicole, who did some music for the first episode or two, kind of the country-ish type songs that I played with actual lyrics, because most of the songs we use are royalty-free music.
I need a shirt.
Yeah, that song. Royalty-free music that we find, like Kevin MacLeod's music from Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer, who does some music and stuff too. But Amberlynn Nicole provided some actual music that she's had on YouTube. So look her up, Amberlynn Nicole. That's LYNNNICOL. You can find her on YouTube. I think she just released some new music too.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess that's it for this episode. Definitely we will keep working and hopefully get some episodes up within the next couple months. And hope you guys enjoy season 4.
Yeah. I kill a bunch of people.
He kills all people. He doesn't kill aliens anymore. Ambridge just becomes an asshole.
Become a vigilante who kills everyone.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for me.
Stop.
Thank
don't
you.
Laugh. Don't
Guys,
laugh. Don't laugh.
Laugh. Seriously.
Don't laugh.
All right.
No. All right. Thanks for joining, Jack. And for myself,
my pleasure.
We'll catch you guys next time.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.